Asif, and we are here today to to conduct our third official episode of the podcast episode on Salesforce B2C composable commerce. So today we are going to talk about more on the migration approaches which are available for Salesforce B2C composable commerce, especially for the customers who are on sites and SS, and they are in the debate of migrating to either on SFRA or on Salesforce B2C composable commerce. So we are going to touch base these areas. What are the migration approaches available? Whether we should go in a risk-free model, or we should go all in one. So I have today with me, Foha Khalid, who's our senior tech lead on Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce. I have also Iftikhar Khan with me, who is our senior Salesforce certified B2C Commerce Architect. All right, so starting with you, Foha. Foha, tell us, if any customer who's on currently site Genesis or let's say have migrated to SFRA a couple of years back and they are thinking of, migrating towards composable commerce, what are the way, pathways forward for them to go on this composable journey?
Okay, so before we look into that, let's look into what a SiteGenesis customer would have to look for migrating before Composable was introduced. So when SFRA, when it was the only option that at that time, it was a one-time migration. So you'd have to take the risk and you'd have to put in the money and go one time, and then you wouldn't really be able to retrace back. So with Composable, a great option is that you can take it slow and you can take it over the span of time that you choose. And that means by one page if you want, or you can take a certain component of your storefront and move that onto Composable keeping the rest of it on SFRA. And that's a great thing. So if you want to move your cart page, you can just move your cart page and the rest of your site would be functioning as it was before.
Okay, excellent. So this one is a page by page model or a phased rollout or a hybrid storefront model, right? So Iftikhar, what is your thought on this? I mean, how do you see this migration approach when it comes to page by page or a phase rollout model?
I think this is something excellent which is offered by the Salesforce when they introduce this session bridging things. So basically, as you know, that it is something new in the market, and even the composable, the name of the composable is very new term in the market, and many people in the market even they don't have much knowledge about that. And when it comes to the implementation part, they are very reluctant in deciding that whether they should go with this or not. And I think this is, in terms of time and budget, I think this is a best option that you can offer to your customer. Because when you talk about this phase rollout, so you just need to decide that what in particular page you need to deliver as a part of first iteration, you can say, right? So you can plan better because it's a smaller component, and you can be more focused on it in terms of, because you don't need to study the whole system. You just need a very high level overview. The whole system you are going to develop the component in, you can be more focused on that, what you are going to deliver, right? So I think it's the best approach to offer the phased rollout, because it has less risk in terms of delivery, and also at that moment, since as you know that Salesforce is still working in this part, and there is a part in the storefront like checkout where they are still in development phase, and there are many components that are still in the headless phase, not come into the composable. So ultimately, when you start your project, so you have to adopt the phased rollout, right? like you can convert homepage PLP PDP, but for when you go to the checkout, so you choose the headless component. So ultimately it is an phased rollout approach. So I think this is something I think best in the market that you can offer to your customer.
Okay, and I think when you both use the right words, less risk and less budget or the less money, and I think the most complex part of the storefront is the checkout model, right? So in this particular phase rollout or a hybrid storefront model, you still intact your checkout model on your existing architecture, whether you are on site Genesis or on SFRA. So as part of the migrating to composable commerce using this phased rollout model, we don't touch your checkout model, right? We just use the same model as is, and we just migrate one side of the storefront, which is your catalog pages, static pages, right?
So Lada, it can be on any side. If you want to keep the cart in checkout on SFRA or Site Genesis, you can do that, but it's totally flexible. So you get to choose which page you want to migrate and which page you want to keep.
Exactly. Yeah. And that actually results the lower risk, lower cost. And I think so now this is obviously the recommended approach in the way it is being launched by Salesforce, or the way it is being introduced. So for now, the best in the market is to go with the phased rollout or a page by page model when anybody wants to start their journey on composable. Now, what is the other approach? Let's say, for example, if any customer comes from a different e-commerce platform, they are not on existing architecture on Site Genesis or SFRA. Let's say they comes from Commerce Tools or HCL Commerce, how they would be migrating to Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce in an all-in-one-go approach. So Iftikhar, you tell us about that.
Okay, when you talk about the headless and the composable, so it is always the API-led approach, right? So any component, any system you want to integrate into, so all the systems are based on the API, and it is API first approach. So you need to understand that how the two systems with the API in terms of data transformation and data mapping should work, right? So you need to understand this part, and you need to study in this area. And that will be helpful if you have any existing architecture diagram with your system that you have already implemented. Just compare with the new architecture diagram that you will create while thinking in the headless and the composable direction. So you just compare that, right? And after this, you need to study since in headless, there are multiple systems involved, so you need a bit of knowledge of the external systems, APIs as well. So there will be a smaller learning curve for you for the APIs, to understand the APIs of the external system that you are going to integrate with headless and the composable architecture. So basically, this is all about preparing yourself to come on the headless and the composable architecture, right?
Okay.
So, and as a next step, what you can do is that study how the data across the systems will be integrated and transformed, and choose your front end. This is a very important component that you need to decide. For example, Salesforce has provided PWA Kit storefront as their package, right? And right now there are many components, the composable components and headless components are available for that particular storefront. But if you decide any other storefront component, so you need to check that what maximum out of the box component you can leverage while you choose your front end technology, right? So this is another thing that you can think of, that just choose that storefront which offer you the maximum components for the headless and composable compatible. And then your entire team, like the business team, the technical team, that should be ready for this to implement this new architecture. Right, so this is something new, right? So everybody in the whole team should understand that what is going to be happen, right? So this is something you need to study before you go to the headless, the complete headless and the composable picture.
When it comes to the phase rollout or a page by page model, the timeline is smaller. You can convert one page at a time, 2 weeks, 3 weeks time, and just keep on moving towards the next pages until you migrate the all of the catalog pages. But when it comes to all in one go, you are actually doing the complete migration, end-to-end migration in one go, right? So it means the timeline is increasing and the cost is also increasing. But again, I mean, that's another approach for the new customers who wants to migrate to from any other non-Salesforce e-commerce platform to Salesforce B2C composable commerce. Okay, all right. Excellent. Fuha, the last one for you is, we talked about this session bridging. So how Salesforce manages this session bridging between the React-based storefront and the SFRA storefront or a site genesis, because you are on two different storefronts when you go for a phased rollout, right? So how this session bridging happens, is there any out of the box way of doing it which Salesforce has given?
Yeah, definitely. So Salesforce provides an SLAS cartridge. So basically this SLAS cartridge, the point of it is to bridge sessions between your two storefronts. A common question that, you know, you'd have is, I mean, I have a site on PWAKit, I have a site on Site Genesis. Are these sites, do I have to create those components again? So yeah, you have two sites essentially that are working together. And what the SLAS cartridge that is provided by Salesforce does is that it bridges the sessions between them. So it uses an access token and a refresh token, which it basically takes your data from one storefront, moves it to the other storefront, and you will have a completely seamless experience. It's completely like it was created by Salesforce itself. And I mean, with the version 3 of PWAKit, it's completely easy to set up as well. For lower instances, you can use another repository that they've created, which is a hybrid dev server. And you can use Heroku to host it to basically create that phased rollout for demo purposes on your secondary instances. And for the primary instances, like your production, your staging, your development, they do already provide an ECDN. So this is also from Salesforce itself, and you can just consume that.
Excellent. Excellent. Fuha, you've been working on the grounds with the team, with the technical team at the code level. So when it comes to to the implementation effort, I mean, how difficult it is, because we have seen in the past it requires a lot of effort when it comes to customizing it, when it comes to managing these sessions at the code level. So how easier it is to implement this SLS cartridge?
So because when we were implementing it, there was very little out there to guide us. So for the first person implementing it, obviously, it does take time for you to gather the resources, for you to solve your issues. But we've done all that hard work for you. And like if a customer were to come and ask us to implement it, it'd be like a really easy process for us to do it, for us to repeat that same thing for somebody. And as for the customizations, like we mentioned before, if you want the cart in the checkout page, that's something that we've implemented already. So, I mean, that would just be an accelerator, and then you could build on top of that. But if you want another page, that's also pretty easy to set up. On the PWAKit side, you just need to change a couple of routes. And what it does in concept is that it redirects you. So for the routes that you want on PWAKit, it will redirect you to PWAKit. But for the routes that you want on SFRA Site Genesis, it's just going to reroute you and take you over there. So that's how it works. And that's the only customization you really have to add.
Okay, makes sense. All right, guys, thank you so much. I think you you answered in a very detailed way, and I think now let's plan for the next one. So as part of the next episode, we'll be we are done with the architecture, we are done with the composable architecture, we're done with composable packaging, we're done with the migration pathways or the migration approaches. I think in the next episode, let's touch base the one of or each of the integration pieces. So next episode, we'll keep it on the CMS side of composable commerce, what Salesforce offers out of the box, which is Page Designer, how it is getting integrated, what are the third party modules or the integration modules available in the composable accelerators way, which we can use to implement as part of the CMS on composable storefront. So thank you guys. We'll regroup hopefully in next week time, and we'll touch base this CMS piece. Thanks, you.
Looking forward.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.